This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're talking about what you're talking
There's
about.
There's rumors in the Twitter sphere.
This is In the Loops, What's Trending. Presented by Ability Trees on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Each and every day we find out what's trending. Jonesy brings us to us. Jonesy, what's trending?
So last night was the first Facebook Live Sports Radio 610 watch party, I guess you could say, for Thursday Night Football at Garrett's house, who is a 49ers fan. Now, how did Garrett handle this on the very first play?
Good one under center. Hoyer, three-step drop, throws right side, intercepted on the first play. Picked off by Roby Coleman down the left sideline, and he's tripped up at the two-yard line. Garrett Celek saved the touchdown as on the first play, Nickell Roby Coleman with the interception, scooting up the left sideline, down at the three. It'll be first and goal, Los Angeles.
He handled it, I have no idea, because we were all laughing our you-know-whats off that Brian Hoyer threw an interception to start the game.
Oh, my goodness. He played pretty well, though, ultimately.
Yeah, he ended up playing pretty good. Cost him a little bit there at the end, pretty good. Pretty good event, man.
And I was kidding about it yesterday, but I truly couldn't go yesterday, and I truly cannot go next Thursday. But I'm planning to go to a lot of these Thursday night deals. I was watching it on my phone on Facebook Live.
It was some of the most fun we've had at one of these like events we put together.
Thousands of people tuned in, and you can ask questions of all the guys.
Yeah,
and all
asking
that
questions,
stuff.
And I mean you. The best part was the couple of best parts. The homemade fudge and caramel was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
they have whipped cream.
They did not. Apparently the story from yesterday made it back, and so the whipped cream was nixed.
Okay.
Rich at different points was like being like a wrestling bad guy.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, "How many people are watching?" We'd be like, "Oh, you know, this many." He goes, "What's wrong with you?" Like, he was like being a wrestling bad guy. But
who was the first to cuss?
So we said between Paul and Landry, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know who the first one to cuss before the stream even started?
Who?
Sean Pendergast.
Really?
Dropped a GD.
Well, I mean, hey, it's you can. It's Facebook Live.
And then he was the first one to cuss a second time before anybody else cussed.
Oh, I can beat that.
Regular old potty mouth.
Just wait till the Panthers-Eagles game when we do that one.
Oh, Jonesy's
you get to see me.
Jonesy's going to be our wreck.
We're going to watch an Eagles game with you?
Yes.
Jonesy's going to be our wreck over in the corner.
What week is that?
It's in a couple weeks, 3 weeks, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's going to be a wreck over in the corner. It was a lot of fun. If you missed any of it, there's
rocking back and forth.
Yeah. There's plenty of great things. You can go check it on Sports Radio 610's Facebook page right now. What else is trending, Jonesy?
Well, BYU has decided to allow caffeinated sodas on campus. Director of Dining Services says change is backed by school administrators and reflects shifting preferences and more frequent requests, not financial considerations.
Can I ask you a very, on the surface, I know it's a weird question, but I'll bet you it has an impact. How much of this is because Mormons everywhere secretly drink Coke? And coffee.
So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the on-campus caffeine-free policy is linked to a long-running misunderstanding of Mormonism's word of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
They banned caffeinated beverages like coffee, tea, and soft drinks, but it's actually just hot drinks like coffee and tea.
They're changing the rules
according to the scriptures.
They're moving the goal line.
So they apparently misunderstood the scriptures according to the Salt Lake Tribune, and so now probably because of what
I
you
think
said,
that's yeah. a little bit of
my thing is all the regular soda, like, were there caffeine free options that they had? Because that's a whole new, like, There's Coke Zero or whatever, zero sugar Coke. Is there caffeine-free zero sugar Coke that they have?
Well, and here's the other part of this that I was going to mention, because this is really interesting.
I bet they love Sprite.
I think the other part of this that is interesting is they didn't monetize it. Before you announce this, you have to have a deal lined up with Coke or Pepsi.
Good, great point.
You have to have that deal lined up. They missed an opportunity that is beyond, I mean, could have been $1 million windfall for them.
Good point there. There's going to be a lot of hand-holding in Utah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they have a new deal with Jolt.
Oh.
Because Jolt Cola is now back, my friends. The drink that had all the sugar and twice the caffeine hit stores yesterday. This was basically the Red Bull before Red Bull.
I remember it.
Oh, my goodness. The can is amazing. Like, old school soda cans were the best.
What are we doing as a country?
Old school Mr. Pibb with like the purple and stuff like that. That was a great soda can. This Jolt Cola has Jolt and a lightning bolt through the O. And as Jonesy mentioned, right there on the can, all the sugar, twice the caffeine.
What are we doing? What are we? Why are we doing this?
John, do you remember? I think I had
one Jolt Cola in my life.
I was not a fan.
Your kiddos would have been coming up when this was popular.
Mm-hmm.
Did your children ever want to drink Surge?
I remember Surge. Yeah, I think they did. Yeah.
My grandma, she let me drink 3 Surges one day. In one day?
Mm-hmm.
Never again.
I
watched her pour it out. She was like that. She's like, 3, okay, probably too much. We're not going to do that again. And then she saw how I acted and then looked at it, and she was like, okay, yeah, we're never doing that.
160 milligrams of caffeine.
Woo!
In one can.
Get you fired up.
Why? People are going to be just keeling over.
Get you fired up.
Matt Hammond's going to love it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a Matt Hammond move.
And I'm not proud of that. I'm a big Coke Zero guy or whatever. What's it called now? Whatever.
Coke Zero Sugar.
Yeah. So I'm not like, a hypocrite here because I do drink that just for that mid afternoon, pick me up. But 160 milligrams of caffeine? You gotta be kidding me. My heart would just be
bursting out of your chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
My blood pressure medicine would just say, stop what you're doing.
It'd be dicey. Could replace people's coffee, though. That's a good point, though, Jonesy. What else is trending?
Well, Don Banks from The Athletic is reporting that the NFL is considering making the Chargers move back to San Diego. What do you think about that?
Oh, have to. You have to. If this thing keeps going in the crapper out there in L.A. for the Chargers and they continue to be second-class citizens and can't sell out their soccer stadium, send them back, man. Put them back in San Diego.
Well, they're not going back. Not without a new stadium. And San Diego, unless absence has made the heart grow fonder for a new stadium and to foot the bill for that stadium, they're not going to San Diego. What they can do, if they want to fill a stadium, make a lot of noise, bring a lot of eyeballs to them, they need to go to San Antonio.
Ooh.
San Antonio, they'll have a built-in stadium while they're building another new one because San Antonio will build them another stadium because it's such a tourist, not that San Diego's not, but the tourist dollars that are already in place for stadiums there, much like Houston, So now McNair and Jerry Jones will never let that happen or would fight it, but if they really want to make some big noise, go to San Antonio. San Antonio Chargers, man.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
And then you can take the big tube down to San Antonio.
You can
from
watch 2 games in one day or 3.
That's great. That's a great idea.
You can watch 3 games in one day in Texas.
Take the Hyperloop.
Mm-hmm.
The Hyperloop. Well, here's the thing. You know the Texans are going to play at noon. You know the Cowboys will be Sunday Night Football. And the Chargers will be the 3:25 game.
You can watch all 3 games. Oh, that's pretty sweet.
That'd be a You know what? Hyperloop, call our sales department. We'll get that squared away. Everything will be good. What else you got for us, Jonesy?
Well, Aggie Scoop was live at Rhodes Stadium yesterday to see Max Wright in action, the defensive line commit from the Aggies, and they noticed the swag copter had arrived. Well, then they tweeted again and said Texas head coach Tom Herbin was there watching Max Wright on the sideline. Well, they tweeted a third time saying, turns out that wasn't the Aggies helicopter. Tom Herman now has a helicopter.
Yeah,
And they're watching an Aggie recruit.
Tom Herman's got a swag copter?
Copycat.
Wow.
Copycat.
And they're trying to steal your guy.
They won't.
That kid's going to be wearing burnt orange in no time, man. Herman shows up in the swag copter?
Psh. Psh. Sure he will.
Man, that kid's going to flip.
No, he's not. Well, players flip all the time, but this kid's not.
How about Herman, if you know, swag coptering?
Well, I mean, you know, you see the Aggies doing a good thing, you copy it. The Texans have been doing that for 100 years.
Yeah. Now if they can just copy the 8 wins.
Well, they'd take that.
Yeah, they certainly would. they would on a 40 acre. They certainly would. The 8 wins, that'd be a good copy to make. Oh, man. Wonder what could Herman steal from Cliff Kingsbury?
What can Herman steal from Cliff Kingsbury? Well,
not dressing like a total slob?
Well, his looks.
Yeah.
How much does... Well, no, I better not ask that question.
Go ahead.
How much does he...
How much did he on the hair?
No.
Oh.
How much does he...
Oh.
Yeah.
Make whipped cream? during football season, from what I understand, not very much.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Very focused.
He's like a monk.
Outside of football season?
Yeah.
John Lopez, Cody Stutz in the loop with you today. Sports Radio 610.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.